Each Monday, WILL brings you legal issues in the news with commentary from a faculty member of the University of Illinois College of Law.
About 150 Americans are going to die today, just today, while we're meeting. That's what the judge said in a January 2018 hearing in the National Prescription Opiate Litigation. The individual stories are heartbreaking, and so are the numbers. They tell the story of widespread addiction, often starting with legal prescription drugs. Lots of people can agree that there's a problem. The tougher question is what to do about it. To think about one part of the response, let's pause to be a fly on the wall in this court hearing. To think about what litigation can do about this emergency, and to think about the possibilities and limits when Big Pharma is taken to court. The January hearing took place in the federal trial court in Ohio, a state hit hard by opioid addiction. The judge opened the hearing by saying that they brought in extra chairs, but quickly ran out. The courtroom is packed with lawyers for plaintiffs and defendants in more than 200 cases. Plaintiffs are cities and states and counties all over the country. The defendants are pharmaceutical companies, manufacturers, and distributors. Plaintiffs are trying to recover some of the costs of the opioid emergency, like medical and police services. And they're trying to change how these drugs are marketed. What law did the drug companies violate? The legal theories vary. Complaints allege violations of the laws about consumer protection, controlled substances, racketeering, public nuisance, negligence, and fraud. The cases come together in this courtroom as part of an MDL, multi-district litigation. It's not a class action. Each of these opioid cases has its own history of exposure and consequences, so they can't be lumped together as a class. But the MDL is one way our court system deals with products and accidents that harm large numbers of people. In a process overseen by a panel of federal judges, related lawsuits in the federal courts are transferred to a single trial court. That court's job is to decide any questions of fact that the cases have in common. An example here is defendants' knowledge that their opiates were diverted into illicit channels. Once that's done, in theory, the cases are returned to wherever they came from. In practice, settlement is common. And settlement was on the agenda in the January hearing. The judge warned. His inclination was to turn everyone loose, to let the parties turn each other upside down, inside out, as they gathered information in the lawsuits. But, he added, while we do that, another 50 or 60,000 people are going to die. The judge flattered. Look around this room, he said. I doubt if any judge has ever assembled this kind of talent, ever. And he invoked the common purpose and urgency to do something meaningful to abate this crisis and to do it in 2018. At the end of the hearing, the judge sent the lawyers for plaintiffs and defendants to separate rooms in the courthouse, saying that he would talk privately to each side and see where we go. It's not our classic litigation, but we have been there before. Tobacco is the big example. And negotiation of settlements for widespread harm often requires extra chairs. And we work with what we've got. As the Ohio trial court judge said, quote, the federal court is probably the least likely branch of government to try and tackle this. But candidly, the other branches of government, federal and state, have punted. So it's here, unquote. That is the National Prescription Opiate Litigation. And this is Verity Winship.
You can hear Legal Issues in the News each Monday on Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 or listen online at will.illinois.edu.